Cleveland. It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to have to go with gold. You know, gold right now is continuing to see strength. It's setting all-time new contract highs almost on a daily basis. It's kind of like what we were seeing the cattle here in the last couple of weeks. So gold is kind of the one that's kind of taking the limelight right now, and that's a little concerning because usually everybody goes to buy gold when there's a little uncertainty or little concerns about the economy or how things are going to progress. So that's interesting to see gold push a little bit. The other one I'd have to say would be wheat, Minneapolis wheat, and even the winter wheats are seeing some good performance. So it's surprising to be able to see or to say that wheat is kind of leading the grains right now.
I was surprised wheat held as well as it did after the StatsCan report.
Exactly. You know, you look at it, they did show higher stocks. You know, when they looked deeper into it, you saw that it was durum that saw the biggest increase in stocks, not so much the winter wheat or the spring wheat, but it's still wheat stocks, and yet the market was able to hold together, and, you know, overnight, it's actually trading with some gains.
What's not hot then?
You know, I would go with soybeans there. You know, corn is starting to get into the not hot. It's still up in the upper trading ranges, but it's been a little disappointing on its performance, mainly because of concerns about tariffs. But soybeans continue to probably be the weakest one right now, as Brazil is looking like it's going to have a decent crop. Rains came in Argentina to help alleviate some of the pressure there. So right now it's beans kind of taking that not hot category.
Do we position ahead of tomorrow's WASD report?
You know, I think there'll be a little bit of that. I'm not looking for anything big. You know, what probably is what's helping support corn is the idea that corn exports or ethanol could be increased. That's the market that looks like it's got the chance of the friendliest report.
That's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson AgriRisk Management in Fargo.